Excuse me, what do you like about Get This on Triple M?
All that stuff they talk about on there, you know? Stuff that most people are into, like whether robots should cry in movies. Where did Otto Fister go wrong in his campaign for Togo for the World Cup? You know, stuff like that. Is Karl Stefanovic a robot? What kind of topspin do you get on a concrete table tennis table? Was Guy Pearce in a band called Video Rodney? You know, can Steve Guttenberg do a New Zealand accent? Is there only one canned laugh on the witch? How's Tony Mockbell going in Lebanon? What is the Doctor Who equivalent of the new Pope? Will Rebecca Roman Stamos ever be blue and nude in a film ever again? How many coins could you steal from the mint in your undies? What animal would you steal from the zoo? It's a good question. Is that chick that plays tennis a man? You know the one? Who's gonna die first on that skating show? Is Alexander Downer made entirely from pudding? You know, rock history, they're going back into the archives and, you know, talking about, you know, why was Gary Newman convinced that we were glass? What was that about? What's that thing they do, all me plums? I reckon they should do more of that. People copping it in the ghoulies. Ed Cavalli, that guy, with his, you know, prizes and opal necklaces and dolphins and shit. He's talking about, you know, the best way to rip off all you can eat. You know, avoid non-delicious fillers. What other show is giving you that kind of advice? Get This.
Yes, well, it's not my cup of tea. It's tad juvenile in its outlook for my taste. There's all sorts of unnecessary language and implications. You know, talk about turkey slapping and that kind of thing. It's, I guess, the young people, the under 45s, are probably into that sort of thing. But, you know, I personally prefer the ABC. I mean, you don't hear Clive Hale waving his genitalia about. I don't find that sort of thing amusing. Ed Cavalier trying to foist a dolphin made of opals onto some poor person who's probably got no affinity for dolphins or interest in a dolphin. It's inadequate. That's what it is. It's piss poor. Oh, hang on. Sorry, I've just relieved myself on the pavement.
Oh, we can use
You won't use that, will you?
Oh, that's good.
See, that's just the sort of stuff that I'm talking about. Why would you put that on the radio? It's misjudged. It's got a bit of a kick to it, though.
The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Greg Medallions Fleet.
Ed, I don't understand. The show hasn't started and already we're running late.
Sorry, I'm just relieving myself.
That was you. Nice live sound effects.
Better.
The language implications of all of that.
Oh, Medallions and Meat, Gregory Fleet is here for our final show for the year.
Indeed. And I brought the caftan in.
Oh, good on you.
And I see you got some crunk ready for us there too, Freddie.
I got a little southern crunk ready to go and some yogurt. And I thought I'll recite one of them.
Crunk, live yogurt in the studio. It's all happening. We're going to be recalling some of the great moments of the year, of course. Peter Costello versus Rex Hunt. That was a big one. I don't remember it, but it's on the sheet.
No. Yeah, it must have happened.
Apparently you went to the World Cup, Ed.
I did.
I don't recall that.
No. I was in the Czech Republic for most of it.
That was around the time I first ever came on the show. You told me of Ed Cavalli and I believed not what you said.
That was the first time you came on the show, but the fifth time we'd booked you. Worked that out. Look, it's all coming up on Get This.
One from five. Not bad. Not bad at all.
I don't know if you're aware, Ed, but John Howard's finally come around.
Finally. I don't think anything that's been said or done is over the top.
See?
Thanks, Johnny.
Oh, do we have to play music today?
No. Anyone.
Yeah, that's the police. Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon. Good evening. Depends where you're standing. It's Get This around the nation. Yep. And who's in the sidecar? It's Ed Cavalier.
Your body is
No, stop that. It's enough of that.
How does he do that?
Pushing the buttons, we got Richard Marsland. He's... Oh, don't know. Yeah. That's enough of that, please.
Sorry. Oh, Toto.
I'd be Tony Martin, so... what am I getting Supertramp for? Please, enough of that. And, of course, our special guest co-host, our most frequent co-host, Greg Fleet, is with... Why is he getting Gary Newman?
Oh. Fantastic.
There you go.
Gary Newman.
It's certainly been a big year of gratuitous synthesizer solos on this program.
Thankfully.
There was a Gary Newman. I really wanted to talk to you about Gary Newman.
Yeah, maybe before the show. That could have been worked out.
No, it was something to do with him being seen at, he was seen at Wimbledon, Gary Newman.
Really?
Yeah, he was seen there. There's nothing funny to go with it. He was just seen there.
Playing with a hexagonal racket.
Playing with a glass racket.
Most of his music is a hexagonal racket.
Oh, yeah.
If you listen to it. But what
I
have you
I can never join in because I don't know who he is.
You must have seen him.
He was like, he was going to be the new David Bowie.
Yeah,
until David Bowie got wind of it. Okay. And what's all this, lad?
Had his legs broke.
And it was Ivor Davies was coming up from behind too.
Oh,
so
Ice House.
There was a lot of people trying to be the new David Bowie.
Ivor Davies was in line for David Bowie at one point.
Yeah,
Ivor Davies was David Bowie with a reed instrument. Ivor Davies went and studied piccolo at the conservatorium.
Is this how we're going to spend our final show?
Hey. Look, you know, if you want to go...
What have you been up to? Here's what I was up to. I was watching the Celebrity Poker last night.
Of course you were.
Who is Scott Wolfe? Who is that?
Party of Five.
Mm.
And he went on to be in White Squall.
And he's in Go as well.
And he's in Go, yes.
Oh, yeah, Go.
Yeah. He's kind of like a handsome in a childlike way.
Right.
Young Tom Cruise almost.
Yeah. Without all the girdles. Tom Cruise wore a girdle to his wedding
because
he stacked on 20 pounds, so they stuck him in a girdle to get in his suit.
But that was also to make him taller than the bride.
Stretch him out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So he's been made taller. They put him against a black background so you can't tell how fat he is now.
Ah, good.
How chonky does his marriage get? What was the kiss that went for 3 minutes? Did you see that? It's like, okay, 2 minutes. Do they reckon I'm not gay yet? No, I'll just keep going. We'll stay here all day if I have to. I've spent the cash.
You can see he's trying to pull away and there's a publicist on the side giving him the, giving him the wine. Keep going.
And a person at every table from Scientology going, no, it's part of the whole deal.
The
3 minute kiss.
Yeah.
It's what aliens do.
Yeah, keep another minute, it's still a bit Doogie Howser. But anyway, this guy, Scott Wolfe, and as you know, we've been collecting bizarre poker phrases.
Yeah.
I heard my favourite last night. Mike Sexton's gone, well, Scott Wolfe, he's got an ace jack off suit. I'm going, that's an ace jack off suit? What would a bad jack off suit be? And what indeed is a jack off suit?
What an ace jack off suit.
What a front room.
That's my new favourite World Poker Tour terminology.
What's aces in the pockets?
That's cheating.
The
Dolly Parton hand, 9 to 5. There's so much to master. What have you been up to, Greg, since we saw you last? Still self-managed? That went pretty badly, I hear.
Yeah, I've given that up. I've given that up for proper management. And since
you
then,
sack yourself, Greg.
Yeah, I sacked myself. I wasn't getting myself any corporate work.
Ah, right.
But I've got a new manager. He's French.
Right.
And,
is he?
Yeah, he also managed Albert Camus.
Look, the gratuitous Camus references.
And Camus gets
Charles
a lot of corporate
Dance
work.
As well.
And Charles Dance.
But only the literary career of Charles Dance.
Quite a stable.
They've been testing these names in the research department at Triple M. Yeah, run Camus and Charles Dance by the listeners. I think that's, according to Get This, that's the heart of our demographic.
with the worm, they turn the dial. If you're less interested left, more interested right.
Well, that's what they do.
Charts when Camus comes on.
The Big Brother household, then Camus, then Charles Dance. That's pretty much the demo.
Hasn't it been the Big Brother household with a big focus on this show earlier in the year?
Yeah.
Ed's developed this weird kind of stalking relationship with Galen, the horse-faced alien.
I see him everywhere. I saw him 2 nights in a row. I saw him another day the week before.
And then you said yesterday you were jelly wrestling him or something?
Okay, that's a stretch. Come on, Greg. Stay with me. No, I've jelly wrestled in the past.
With men?
No, a biker. And Galen was there.
Sorry, only with a biker, not with a man.
Yeah. That's not going to cause trouble.
Yeah, that was it. There's no more of the story.
A lot of people called up after the show and said, that was a funny idea, but what was Ed doing? Why was he wrestling a man?
It was for a shoot.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, that film.
Yeah. No, maybe.
It was called Oral Pleasure in Norway or something.
Is that an industrial film?
It's just an excuse. There was a shoot.
See, we've talked about pretty much everything on this show.
Yeah.
I mean, is there anything we haven't talked about, really?
This bad movie.
My colonoscopy.
Oh. Yeah.
The fact that we're still not signed up for next year.
Yeah.
We've talked about everything on this show.
We've talked about all my bad movies. How did you get away with it?
Except there's been one topic we're not allowed.
I won't. No.
What about next year if we come back?
All right. If we come back next year. No problem.
I can see the station management just getting out contracts right now.
We've got to find out what's behind the jelly wrestling. But what a year it's been. Mm. Great voices. Jamie from Big Brother.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Fenwick, certainly.
Well, he didn't cover himself in glory
that
this year.
Fantastic monologue. But there's one voice that's contributed more to this program than anyone else.
Me, that's for sure.
It's somebody with a great singing voice.
That'll be the Fleet Man.
And no, well, we'll be getting to your crunking later.
Mm.
But Mr. Marsden, I need you to go over to the computer. We didn't give you this number before the show because I didn't want you to hear it before we went to air.
Oh, it's one of those in case you leaked it. Were you thinking he was going to leak it to the media?
Marsden gets it early. Am I right here?
He gets it early and plays all the numbers just to see if there's anything about himself because he's an egotist.
Right. Just to make sure we haven't got any time bombs about him ready to go off. I've sprung him.
That's sociopathic behaviour.
It is. We love it. ZK77.
We've been waiting all year for this.
ZK77.
It's called Howard Grab?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
That's not what it is.
Yeah, you just skipped over that because you don't like the J-Man.
Have a listen to this.
They are the great voices of our time. Sinatra.
What is this thing called love?
Orbison.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman. Tiptoes to my room every night.
Marsland.
After all is said and done. Okay. The race is not over. It's almost done. You're a winner.
That's right. Richard Marsland. You've heard his Guzzy Sampson.
Nice crackle.
You've heard his weekly acting masterclass.
You can take my license, but you'll never take my tequila!
And you've heard his over 2,500 Wikipedia nicknames.
Marslando Calrissian.
That's my favourite.
Now, at last, the man some call Armitage Shanks puts his golden tonsils to work on the classics.
Move in violations when I move. Watch me. Move in violations when I move. Watch me.
Listen as he shares the love around.
You've got the touch.
Bam, bam,
da, you've got the power. You've got the touch.
It's that Marslin sound he's made his own.
After all is said and done.
After all is said and done, who else can faithfully recreate the sound of George Zamfir's pan flute? You will believe a man can whistle.
You're listening to Triple M.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, FM in Newcastle.
And who needs a drum machine when you've got the Marsland 5000?
All right. Wow. Brought to you by Michael Winslow from Police Academy.
Put them all together and you've got the Richard Marsland Wall of Sound.
Watch me.
After all is said and done.
Watch me. Race is not over. It's almost done. You're a winner.
Move in violations when I move. Watch me.
You've got the power.
Watch me. You can take my license. Watch me.
You've got the power.
You'll never take my tequila.
You've got the power.
Nice crackle.
There it is.
Oh.
The album of the year.
I'm going to get me a copy. I love the title track, the way he hits that last note.
You know, I'd love to go to a song now, but we've got to let the sustain from the Beatles chord finish, so just talk amongst yourselves, everybody.
Sensational. I had no
idea. How do you feel, Rich?
That was wonderful. Thank you very much, Tony. What can you say?
Yeah, it's
been a wonderful year.
It certainly has. Sorry, the sustain's still going.
So every time, Rich, you would sing, Tony and I would sort of giggle and look at each other and then run to Maddie on the pots and pans and say, put it aside.
I thought you got sus that day. I said, can you do the sound of pan flutes in this time? exactly in this rhythm?
That's your 4-4 time.
Hang on, can you hear it? Still going. Still going in the left channel. Dogs are still going. No, that song isn't finished. All right, we've got more to get to. Much, much more and not enough show. So let's get through this as quickly as possible on Get This. That's Pink around the nation on Get This. Greg Fleet is here. And I'd just like to mention our wonderfully loyal sponsors who have gone with us on pretty much everything.
They've been very good.
And Richard, you're going to have to do the pan flute live. It's the Mercedes-Benz Vito. How did he get it up so quickly?
The Corleone, as it's known to many. I was behind a Vito the other day.
Were you?
Yes, indeed.
It's the best van to be behind.
I enjoyed it. That was the thing. Any other car that's blocking my path and calling, you know, normally I'd go, and swear, but this, I got this peaceful. I saw the Vito, I heard the panpipes, and went, hey, actually, what are we rushing for, man? Yeah. And what are we in this crazy rat race for?
And were you just checking out the Vito's ass, going...
Kind of. I was getting...
Doing all on the buses.
Yeah. I went, girl, blimey, Blakey, look at that. That's a Swedish au pair. No, it's not. It's a Mercedes Vito.
There's talk of Swedish au pairs and on the buses and Greg Fleet on this fine new album, a legal download from Get This.
How much does it cost?
You can't buy it. We're just giving it away.
Hang on, Tom, we're bartering for it.
Yeah.
And people, the competition is really starting to heat up. Maddie, Big Maddie, has said that I'm allowed to hit table tennis balls at his ghoulies for 2 minutes straight for a copy of the album.
Getting the response, no doubt, if you're accurate. Oh, my balls! I imagine.
And he's going to get one, definitely. And also this person here, hello, Andrew Sprack, fake name. He's going to give us a T-shirt, a one for you, Tony, with a picture of me on it that says I'm with KD Lang, and a T-shirt for me with a picture of you on it that says I'm with Where's Wally.
Fantastic.
You win, sir.
What a year of lookalikes. I think the best one for you was KD Lang.
KD Lang by my friend Josh. Amazing. Yeah.
I think the Computers for Dummies guy was the best one for me.
Yeah.
No one's ever been able to find a good lookalike for Richard Marsden beyond his own one, Ewan McGregor.
I saw you. Actually, I brought that up last night. We were watching television. That Charlie Brooker bike thing was on.
Oh, yeah.
And Ewan came on for a second. I said to my flatmate, Marsden reckons that he looks like Ewan McGregor.
I don't think that. Other people have told me. Swan around thinking that.
Come on, look at you're always swanning around, just wandering up to people, going, "Hey, hey."
How many times have you come up to me this week and gone, "Okay, mate, have you got any heroin on you?"
True, true.
Partial to a Scottish accent.
All right.
Pet Shop Boys guy reckons the best one for you, Tony.
Yeah, that's good. Although I was upstaged by that bloke who claimed he'd kidnapped JonBenet. He was much more Neil Tennant than me. Disturbingly so.
He was a little bit Tennant.
We've not really mentioned the only person who isn't in the room. Oh, well, Anna's out in the alcove.
Every other person in the world is in the room.
Oh, important people working on this show. Yeah. Matt Dow on the Pots and Pans. Giving us presents this morning.
What did you get?
I'll show you what I got.
I'm going to open mine on air.
Okay, I'll just get out mine then. Look at this.
Toto's Greatest Hits Live.
Wow. Oh, you should see the gothic cover.
Wow. It's got Africa, Rosanna, Hold the Line, and that's it. How can it only be three songs on a two-hour concert?
Yeah, they're an hour and a half long each.
What have you got?
Das Racketto.
I've got a new table tennis bat, the Stiga Rossa, which is the top of the line, as used by Len Lundqvist.
The Lundqvist
is all over it. He's Swedish champion at the moment. It's got a magic 1.7mm sponge. Mm. Look at this. Out of 100, speed, 31, not great. A spin, 42, not great. But control, 89.
That's what you want.
The Lundqvist game has been built around control.
Lundqvist basically gave away spin and speed for control.
That's why
he freaked the Chinese out so much at the ADA titles.
So you're obviously going to win every game next year with me.
Look, you know what? I'll take on all comers.
I feel under your control already.
Really?
Just holding the Lunk bat. I'm like...
But Matty Dow has been chained to the bottom of a pit, Silence of the Lambs style, since April 3rd when we broadcast our first episode.
Stuffing moths into guests' mouths.
Doing elaborate shite. That's what he's been doing. Nearly swore. Hasn't it been an amazing year of not swearing?
I've seen you pull out of a couple of doozies.
Because neither Ed nor myself have children that we'll admit to, so we don't have to not swear in real life.
Yeah, we just wander around the streets cursing a blue streak.
Yeah. Making sailors feel embarrassed. What about that Matty Dow? Here's the kind of stuff he's been doing. Now, I know we probably thrashed that Rex Hunt thing to death, didn't we?
No, I guess we've got one more run in it.
Yeah. So this is the kind of stuff. Well, if you're sick of Rex Hunt, you're not going to like the next minute and a half. This was one of Matt's best efforts during the year.
You
must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss.
Oh, how good is this?
It's the album you've been waiting for. Rex Hunt.
How good is this?
I'm paying money. The girl's happy. She's got no money. I'm paying money. I got my rocks off. Oh, how good is this?
The big man's paying big money to duet with the best.
Got my rocks off.
It takes two to tango with the Stones.
Got my rocks off.
He's a Rexile on Main Street.
The girl's happy. She's got no money. She's got no money.
There's easy listening.
How good is this?
Something for the kids.
How good is this? How good is this?
And all your classic rock favourites.
I got my rocks off. Got my rocks off. Honey, I'm invincible. I'm paying money.
Rex Hunt.
How good is this?
It's worth paying for.
I am
strong.
I'm invincible, invincible.
I am one.
She's got no money, the girl's happy. I got my rocks off. Oh, how good is this?
And Rex has changed the meaning of that last song somewhat.
Yeah, I know.
A little. She's got no money.
But we went on a bit too much with that, didn't we?
No.
And just when we'd finished with it,
oh, yeah,
that article came out and the new idea with that woman in the mermaid costume talking about the back alley work. And we
but that's good though. That's a proper your proper sex scandal. I'm sick. He's raised the bar so high.
Yeah.
If a public figure wants to go out and have a crack now, like you know, run of the mill kind of motel meetings, or kind of like
erotic self asphyxiation.
If you're not doing it with a mermaid in an alley, what are you?
Yeah,
That's all I gotta say on it.
It's not gonna make the news.
I'm gonna chuck something at the window again.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But as a result, as you say, the bar was raised so high. That I had to go all the way to Peter Costello.
Mr. Costello, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, Tony.
Now, Rex Hunt has been described in the press as a philanderer, an exhibitionist. He's been called a hypocrite.
Oh, certainly in a league with you, Tony, I'd say.
Right.
I could apply all of those to you as well.
Well, according to the new idea, he likes to leap about nude in laneways.
You've got to admire that in somebody, and I do.
Shouting obscenities and indulging in acts of self-gratification. I mean, you must have heard about this.
Look, the full, gruelling ordeal has now been laid bare, including on your program.
I mean, he sounds like an interesting bloke. I'll say that much.
Well, he's somebody who's taken his package out.
Mm.
A huge package.
Right.
Possibly the world's biggest package.
Wow.
Ever. And I pay tribute to him because of that.
Yes, but wouldn't it be better for everyone if he just kept it in his pants?
Well, I think bringing it out in the open is an important point.
You seem to be a supporter of jumping about nude in laneways.
Well, I think that should be permissible. Yes, I do.
You realise that the woman who participated in these antics with Rex has been...
Yeah, scarred for life.
Well, yes.
She's obviously... been horrified by what she's seen. She's gone public.
Yeah.
I think a lot of what's been going on has been known, but I think a lot of people have been too afraid to speak out about it in the past.
Rex has, of course, made a full public statement of regret.
Well, I think it was well handled in a difficult situation. Look, it shouldn't have happened, Tony.
No.
None of us wished it had have happened.
No, no.
It's regrettable, it's unforgivable, but I think he did what he could in a very difficult situation.
He's made some very interesting comments.
Look, people will interpret his comments in various ways.
I'm invincible.
Well,
I'm paying money. The girl's happy. She's got no money.
Well, Tony, I don't really feel it's up to me to interpret these words. Look, I look at them, I note them, other people will interpret them. It's a matter for him, he's made his package apparent.
He has, Tony, but Mr. Costello, asking you about Rex Hunt is because, well, as I understand it, you two are quite close friends.
Look, over the years I've had a number of conversations with Rex. But I won't go into what we've discussed over the years.
There must have been pretty interesting stuff in there.
Tony, nothing that you would find particularly exciting, I'm sure.
Yeah, I hear that you yourself like to leap about in laneways in the Nutty.
Yeah, quite possibly. Yes, I do.
You've not mentioned this before.
Well, it's rude to talk about yourself in these conversations, Tony.
The word is you like to go freeballing in the House of Representatives.
Well, I'm just a happy chap. That's one of the reasons why I look happy.
Right. Well, Mr. Costello, thanks for your time today.
It's a great pleasure to be with you, Tony.
I'm sure it is.
Oh, my.
How do you get those interviews, Tony?
Oh. I don't know.
You just get them talking.
Took Matty Dower about 2 days to get him to say the word Rex.
I was just about to ask you. How did he get the Rex?
He got direction.
Yeah.
And he got sex.
Yeah. And cobbled them together.
Let the Apple Macintosh do the rest.
Jeez, wow. Man.
It's disturbing, really, what you know, the kind of shonky manipulations that are...
Yeah.
I mean...
That'd be kind of borderline illegal.
For example, it sounds like I'm sitting here saying great things about Matt Dower. This was recorded weeks ago.
Was it? When you were abusing him.
Bottom. See, I didn't say bottom just then.
It looks like you're saying something terrible about him, but it's coming out nice.
Look, we've heard about the fine work of Richard Marsden and Matt Dower.
Mm.
What about the work of Ed Cavalier?
Oh, where would you start though? Where would you start to catalogue something that brilliant?
Oh, we'll give it a crack next.
A little bit worried.
Get this.
It's an outrageous attack on free speech. The two are unreal.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito.
Bloody red hair, I got a new CD for Christmas. Fogsack.
What's the best place to be when there's a terrorist alert? The local swimming pool, because they got a sign, no bombing.
Bloody red, new CD, Fogsack.
James Morrison found a trumpet in a septic tank and blew the out of it.
Bloody red, new CD, Fogsack. Christmas presents.
Oh, look, it's Get This Around the Nation. In some states, people will have just been enjoying a fine promotion for Rodney Roode's Frog Sack Tour.
He's not using the one with the fart at the end anymore. That's my favourite one.
How long has the Frog Sack Tour been going?
At most of this decade.
This is a guy who had, I think, was either 4 or 5 years on the I Don't Give a Rat's Ass Tour.
Yeah.
I mean, how long can you not give a rat's ass for?
I would say after about 3.5 years, you'd have to marginally give like a tiny portion of rat's anus.
Yeah, you'd have to go, you know,
some
I'm
kind
starting.
Of rodent rear care would exist after that much time.
Yeah, I'm starting to give a rat's now.
I didn't think I did. I didn't think I gave a rat's ass about it. But now that I look back, I cared.
But, you know, have you ever... But who could
great
do
great name for his like biography. Yeah. I gave a rat's ass.
Yeah.
By Sir Rodney Roode.
I couldn't give it... Hang on. Yes, I could.
Have you ever toured as long as that? I mean, how long have you been touring?
Well, I didn't used to tour very long, but... I may well be touring quite a bit in the future, my friends.
Have you got a bombshell for us, Greg?
I have indeed. I have a bombshell indeed.
Right. Slightly literal sound effect, but we'll go with it.
I'm not very good with this whole radio thing. I was nodding to Marsden to put the bombshell off, and he was going, no, usually you say it.
That's what I was waiting for, the bombshell.
Yeah, hey, I don't get tied down by convention.
Maybe for the meeting, this talk, maybe.
Yeah. It just happens that... I may be putting on a yellow skivvy.
Oh, no! Seriously?
Uh-huh. That's right, my friends. Got a call from... I actually got a call from one of the Wiggles.
Oh, right. So it is the Wiggles.
Yeah. Oh, no, not...
So I'm just
not
a just, fashion choice.
No. Yeah, I'm not just deciding to dress badly for no cash.
Yeah.
Got a call from one of the Wiggles, and halfway through he said, look, I've got something to offer you.
Look, we know you've got some community service hours.
Yeah,
You've got a couple of hundred in the bank. How about...
And then he fell asleep.
Oh.
And so, of course, I had to wake him up. And one of the other Wiggles got on, and the more lively one, my preferred Wiggle in the blue top, Anthony.
Ah.
And he said, do you want to be a Wiggle? Mm. And I said, yes. And I wanted to be Captain Feathersword. Originally I wanted to be Kramer, but obviously that's not very popular anymore. The only person happy with Kramer is Mel Gibson.
Ku Klux Kramer.
The KKK took my Kramer away. I thought I'd seen Kramer versus Kramer before I saw that film clip. But
So yeah, I'm joining the Wiggles.
But you know, I don't understand what I mean. You know, it's a serious medical condition Greg's got. But yeah, you know, Jeff's not letting.
I thought you meant me. I'm going, hang on. I swear I'm over it.
Jeff's not letting narcolepsy hold him back.
Exactly.
He's still driving that car.
He's embraced it. He's embraced it.
Drowsy Wiggles die.
I think you'll find Jeff doesn't drive the car. Greg drove the car.
Okay.
I know a lot about the Wiggles because I, unlike some people who don't care about overpopulation, have a child.
What do you know about football, Greg Fleet?
Everything there is to know. Ask me any question. Bobby Robson.
We're going to talk football in a moment. It's never happened. I just want to plug a couple of things. Oh, there have been so much demand from Tripod fans when Scott Edgar was on the show that we're having to put a Scottcast on the internet.
Oh.
Great. That's going up this afternoon. I'd like to also mention a fine book called The War on Democracy, which has been put out by the University of West Australia Press. We've been talking this year about Gerard Henderson and
a lot of fine work from Henderson and Co.
Sydney Institute.
We
were talking. A lot of people were behind our idea. If you just set up your own institute, if you're just a bunch of drunks at the London Tavern in Richmond, for example, in Victoria, call yourself the London Institute.
You reckon they identify as a bunch of drunks?
You are PID.
Whole bunch of people with soft hands get together. Ponds Institute.
An imbibement society, if you must. But, you know, if you're the Something Institute.
Everyone listens.
You get articles written about you all the time. You're quoted in The Australian.
Yeah.
Sydney Institute. The Sydney Institute, Cramer is a member of it. Sounds to me like he might be.
Cramer, he went, no, I mean, my views are extreme. But I'm not going down that street. No. So check out this fine book, The War on Democracy. It's kind of like, you know, that The Masked Magician explains how the secrets of great magicians
were.
It's like that, but about people who write for the papers.
Great.
So check that out.
Great. Oh, nice.
It's a top old read.
Yeah, good.
But, you know, are we...
No ranting tone?
No, I was thinking because it might be a pot kettle scenario. Because has the quality of journalism on this show been that high during the year? Really? Ed Cavalier's World Cup crosses?
Oh, yeah.
They were great.
Do you remember what happened there?
He exposed the whole Fister thing, didn't he?
Yeah, Otto Fister, the coach. Yeah.
He exposed that. A lot of people weren't aware of that.
Well, he mentioned it. He wasn't actually in Germany at the time. Let's recall some of those magic moments.
Fister. Club called Duplex in the centre of Prague. I'm at a bar. It's a Chinese-Irish rock bar called White Trash.
We got to watch the sunrise at this nightclub next to the Berlin Wall. It was great.
And what was the nightclub?
I knew you'd say that, and I can't remember the name.
I do know that club, Ed. It's called Ruthless Teutonic Efficiency. It's a lot of fun.
There it is. Yeah. We're going to go and see a Tool concert on Sunday night.
You mean James Blunt?
I haven't heard any Blunty since I've been over here.
You are joking.
Not one semi by the sea. You know? I went to a crunk night in the Czech Republic.
What's the quality of crunk like over there?
As I've said to you before, the best way to clear a room, any room at all, is just to get a German rap band to start crunking.
So you're still in Prague?
No, we leave tomorrow morning.
Haven't you said that like every day for the last week at the end of your cross?
We went to a really good reggae night and we thought we'd stick around for an extra night.
Let me go on like I'm
Fister.
In that song. Let me go on.
Octave.
I know you're the one.
I'm still in Prague, but what happened to my Perfect Strangers intro?
Didn't test well, mate. No sizzle.
Oh, no traction in Adelaide, what did I tell you? We're watching Predator, dubbed into Czech. But my friend Pete has seen it 600 times, so he's doing the script for us as it goes along. We went to go and swim in the drain,
as we said,
which is the beach in the city.
Yep.
And when we got there, we realised we'd made a mistake, and what it is, it's just a barge that they put sand on.
Wow. I mean, that will be all over the Australian tomorrow.
So we're off tomorrow because Australia's about to beat Italy tomorrow. You know that tone.
And you're going to be there, are you?
The game's in
another country. Fister.
I just want to know, whoever it is that's doing the voice and saying Fister on those songs, I've never heard anyone say Fister with less passion in my life.
What's the village that you're living in?
Possenhofen. We expected our hostel to be kind of near, like, the main street, as we'd been led to believe on the internet. 26 k's out from the city centre. That's not far. We canoed for 10 k's because we couldn't, like, work out distance very well. And it's a cement table tennis table with a metal net.
Right.
You know, I'm good at getting prizes. I've been looking for gifts for everybody. I went to a flea market today. All I can say is it involves a mirror and Don Johnson.
Trying to think of anything legal we could say at this point.
Last week you said people were supposed to email you with challenges. For
What if they, has anyone come up with anything?
No. I thought you were supposed to check.
Oh, right, yeah, no, I'll get to that. Okay, good. Yeah,
oh, let's... someone's going to get turkey slapped. Sister.
Sister.
Oh, that hurts so much I might have to have a fisterectomy.
Stop it.
I had every possible sausage imaginable.
Yeah, but that was when you were still here in Australia, Ed.
You got Josh Kennedy, who looks like Chad Kruger from Nickelback playing for Australia, versus John Turturro from Barton Fink. How about that?
Fantastic.
We get like a global edition of CNN up here. The guy comes on and he's like, you know, in the World Cup last night, the French have knocked out the Brazilians. Here are the scenes and the celebrations in France. And then there's a car burning. Right? And some kids throwing rocks through a store while, like, a store owner pleads for them to stop. And over the top of it, the newsreader goes, a fitting celebration for a job well done.
Fister. 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 Fister.
Mr. Dom Domolina doesn't get played nearly enough as it should.
He's not there?
Oh, yeah, he's not answering. He's got the answering machine on.
Is it? Hang on. Is it?
Hi, it's Josh. You know what to do.
Hello? Ed, the song's finished. It was Genesis. We're waiting for more nuggets of information about the World Cup. Ed, several of your ex-girlfriends have called. Now that you're on the radio, they want to move in with you. That's right. I'm talking about it on the radio, Ed. Call us.
I was trying to catch up with him over there. I wanted to have a meal with him or something.
That's the best way to get him, usually.
Well, actually, you mightn't have been to Germany, Tony. Maybe a meal in Germany is probably not the best way to catch up with somebody.
Could I have less umlauts with my gestinkel?
I have eaten schnitzel that belong on the nose of the space shuttle.
Okay, have you got any more important football information?
See, this is the problem, Tone. Ask me one question, I'm sweet. Two, and I'm in a world of trouble.
My life, my dream, nothing's going to stop. Otto Fister. Now.
Oh, those were the days.
They're not getting better with time, are they?
Otto Fister.
Oh, look, is it time to climb? Jesus. Certain mountain?
This is late, isn't it?
Here we go.
Take the climb. Climb up Talkback Mountain. There's no time. Hey, but we're not counting. Maybe if we had a shorter intro song, we'd be running on time for the first show since April 23.
That was when it happened.
And the last time.
And we heard during that World Cup montage, we heard the voice of the woman who's supposed to make us run to time, Nikki Hamilton. Mm. And have we got a special sound effect for her, Mr. Marsland? That's a bit uncalled for. Gee, hasn't it been an exhausting year for Nikki trying to wrangle naughty kids? One with a bunch of Steve Guttenberg videos, the other with a bowl of cereal.
Head full of sandwich every morning.
So well done, Nikki.
Yeah.
Did you hear that tiny little German boy clapping there?
The trouble is that Nikki has so much more to organise it after we've gone home. Because the podcasts are going to keep coming, I think.
Well, I know that you want to get to Fitty for the year.
I do.
Fitty cast.
We only got 48 up there.
Fitty cast. So two casts in a day.
I'm just going to have to come in next week and do a couple more.
Of course
so
you are.
I think the podcast will keep coming during the break.
Great.
What are we getting to? We're going to talk about next year. What are we going to do? Assuming we come back, what will we do on the show?
Yep. Now, before that, though, Tone, there's the big summer break.
Yeah,
it might be the forever. But yeah. If we do come back next year, there's going to be a break.
Now, it's not getting sacked. It's called an endless summer.
Is it?
Yep.
No, it's called repositioning the brand, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently.
So people have been coming up to me on the street and asking me what about the Get This Over Summer. So have a listen to what happened to me yesterday.
Hi, Ed.
Hi.
What do I do over summer without Get This? How do I keep my Marsden levels up? Sometimes I wait around Veal Gardens all day and he doesn't show up.
He's unreliable.
I can yell poofter at someone who's not you, Ed, but it's just not the same.
I know.
And Tony's the only one that can satisfy my daily Cockney singing needs.
Well, you're right. Let me see what I can do.
Yes, dear listener, looking for the summer experience of a lifetime? Then get yourself down to the Get This Summer Camp. Nestled in scenic Kershaw Cove and boasting the most powerful cyclones on the eastern seaboard is Camp Get This.
But Ed, what'll I do there?
Oh, I don't know. How about be up at the crack of dawn to catch Stefanovic's first inspirational words of the day. Then it's off to breakfast, Cavalier style. Not a non-delicious filler in sight. Join Tony Martin, Camp Choir Leader, and he'll give you the singing Cockney experience of a daytime. You'll be so happy, you'll exclaim,
I love you, you balmy old horse!
I go into her apartment and I give a dog a bogus call for cats.
Call for cats, everybody!
Call for cats!
Take advantage of our no direct sunlight guarantee. At Camp Get This, you will never be touched by the sun's rays, no matter what the weather's like outside. The longer the sunlight hours, the longer we stay indoors by NC. 64's GoldenEye. After a hard day, sit down and enjoy Ricky M's Blue Lounge Short Bus Yoga. Leave your inhibitions and pants at the door. Set your attitudes to French and party like it's a Veal Gardens get-together as Ricky M leads the filth parade down to Blue Town. Population, anyone gay.
Hi everyone, I'm Richard Marsland. Feel the stretch, people. Now gently turn to your partner and give them the Jones flag wave. Oh, gosh.
Having trouble getting to sleep? Let Tony send you off to sleepy time with his brain-numbing tales of ABC programming errors.
Someone said, oh, we couldn't really run a show on the ABC if it's already run on Foxtel. And you're going, but you did with the Royal Family. Yeah. You did with The Office, so you don't mind if it's an overseas show.
That's the nerd summer of choice. That's Get This Summer Camp.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh,
I'm signing up.
There's so much in there, but I didn't know you did such a good Marsland.
Oh, yeah. Have you been practicing that? It's really come along.
Feel the stretch, people. It's quite a Marsland quote.
Are we just going to throw this open to the listeners?
I think so. 133353 is the number. Oh, well, we haven't told them the call, so they haven't yet. So it's 133353.
Oh, I think the song will do that.
Yeah. What do you want to see on Get This next year?
I have to say, we played Ed's medley of World Cup moments before. Instead of a Nickelback song.
Did we?
Yeah.
We've got to play one.
People will be very unhappy.
I think we've got to play one.
Just one final one, do you reckon?
I think so. I think, come on, Rich.
Well, call us up. We want to hear new ideas. Forget this.
No chat, Craig.
New ideas for Greg Fleet. He's looking for them too.
Yeah, no, well, not really. I've got a bit of a gig. I've got a skivvy gig.
Okay.
I've got a Wiggles gig.
For 2007.
So call us up now. And the number is... Get ready, here it comes. Get a pen. That's right. Get a pen. Here it is. Call on 1-333-53-MMM. That's right. 1-333-53-MMM. Yes, it's 1-333-MMM. Now here's Nickelback.
How the hell do we wind up like this? Why weren't we able? I know you wonder real
Yes. I think you know who that was. It's Get This.
Thank you, Vinny.
Final show for the year, and Greg Daddy. Fleet is here.
Oh, yes.
We need new ideas for 07. Who's got one, Ed?
Hi, Nims.
Hi, Ed. How are you doing?
Really good, mate. What do you want for 07?
I want more broken Ed Cavalry promises.
Oh,
no worries, brother.
Have you been totting them up? How many do you reckon he's up to?
I think we can't count, really.
I mean, he finally came through with the table tennis. And
he did, but he didn't really deliver. And that's what I love. That's what I love.
Yeah? Well, mate, if it's broken promises you want, I'm your man.
Except is that itself a promise that could well be broken?
You may start living up to your word just to get back at this guy.
But that's not what I I want.
No. I'm confused.
Nims, okay, I promise that this time next year I'll be sporting a Buffon.
There we go.
Ooh. Well, it depends if the KFC contract is renewed.
I was just thinking, how are you going to go a whole year without changing this hairstyle?
give that man a copy of Illegal Download.
And Britain Live DVD. Hello there, Stuart.
How you going?
Really good, mate. What would you like?
Less music, if it's possible.
Oh, you're our man.
Yes.
And if you have to play your music, pick your own music.
Yeah.
It's so simple, isn't it, really?
It'll just be the moodist.
Radio station.
Well, I don't know, Stuart. I like that, you know, that I get to hear songs that I wouldn't normally hear, you know? I wouldn't hear Pink in my daily life, but I enjoy hearing her every day.
I'm with you. I think Stuart's right across. I think it just would be the go-betweens and the moodists all day.
And the theme from Man About the House. Which is what would happen if we had our way. We are supposed to play six songs an hour. Have we ever done that?
No.
No.
Could you play like background music where no one can hear it?
Hey, yeah.
That's right.
Technically, Stuart. That would work.
Two birds, one stone.
Well done, Stuart.
Give that man an album.
Yeah, all right then. Hello, Matt.
Give him a Nickelback album.
How you going, guys?
Really good, man. What would you like to see in 07?
Good. I reckon, like, unlike just Ed doing a challenge by himself, like they do on the NRL footy show, I reckon you go do a daredevil dude sort of a thing. People ring up with an idea.
You've
got to go do some zany stunt.
I reckon we should get four of those quad bikes and have to wear our caftans and jump off something.
That's a great idea.
Live in the studio.
Yeah. Well, how about a Birdman rally? The Birdman rally is coming up in Moomba. I'm definitely going to enter that.
What is your costume? Your craft.
My craft. I can't say too much because I haven't thought about it.
I'll be a pit crew.
Matt, if you were going to go on a Birdman rally, what would you wear? What would be your craft to sail to victory?
Oh, I don't know. I reckon just a giant rubber chicken suit.
Yeah, that would work just as well as anything.
Giant rubber one, Matt. That's great.
No, that's not good for friction. The wind friction against that.
That would just be Tony's get-up, though.
I would adopt the worst costume I ever saw on the Birdman rally. Two cereal boxes on each arm and a bath towel around the neck. And yet he did just as well as the guy who built a glider.
I went up in a glider 2 days ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was insanely good. And the guy actually said, one stage guy said, push down on the stick to go faster, and I did, and started going towards the ground. He said, now, just let the stick go and it levels out again. And of course, I panicked and pulled the stick back.
Oh, no.
And it sort of nosed up in the air and then started falling away. And he went, and if you keep doing that, we fall out of the sky. And I went, don't say that!
What you just described there, that's exactly how Tony Bullimore drives a yacht. We want to see more of him in 07.
Oh, he's great. If he ever gets out of port. Hi, Christian, how are you?
Good, boys. How we doing?
Really good. What would you like to see in 07?
Well, I think I speak for everyone when I say we need more Get This. I think at least 2 hours a day.
Yeah. Oh. Well, actually, the guy who comes on after us
in Melbourne,
the bear, just walked in and said, I've just got to go to the shops for a few hours. You guys are going to be on till lunch, aren't you?
Yes, we are, bear.
I can't help feeling, as much as I understand you wanting more Get This, as we all do, there's something about the magic of the 1 hour.
Which, and there's something about Tony only having 24 hours in a day. You don't understand, Christian, but, you know, when we have events, I go because Tony can't. And when people ask me when I get there, why isn't Tony here, when they're slightly disappointed it's only me, I say, well, Tony's at home, he's recorded Late Line and he's transcribing it. Uh-huh. Everybody laughs, then the laughter dies down as they realise that's actually what he's doing.
Yeah, I was sitting at home trying to make Peter Costello say the word Rex. It doesn't do itself.
Thank you, Christian. Hello, Jeff. What would you like?
How are you going?
Really good. What would you like, sir?
I'd like to see a bit more out a public way, like you did with the Dick Liquor.
See, I did a lot of Vox Pops when we started.
You did, Tony.
And then, see, the rule about Vox Pops is once it gets into winter, people don't want to talk to you. If you stand on a street...
Because it's cold.
I've got hours and hours of recordings of me standing in Coles supermarket car park on a freezing day. People just say,
"Hang off!" And stand at a set of lights. Everyone will talk to you.
Set of lights.
Yes.
Or get sponsored. Get sponsored by those people that make those big gas things that go up in the air, that, you know, like the outdoor heaters. Carry around six of those.
Wear them on my back. Yeah. We'll be back on the streets. I want to meet more Parkway Drive fans.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be awesome.
Out the back of Coles.
That's everyone.
Oh, what a fantastic selection, but don't hit that in theme music yet, Mr. Marsland.
because there's one thing we like to do when Greg comes in, and that's celebrate with Crunk.
Celebrate with Crunk. You don't hear it enough.
Have you composed a...
I've just composed a little recap of the year's,
exertions.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm going to bust a move, I'm going to chill, and... pop a couple of caps in people's eyes.
All right, set pants to baggy people and hats to sideways.
Hats to sideways.
Do-rags on, everyone.
Bring that DJ beat back. Shanks, kick that thing. Is this the last throw? Where's the dice? Let me go again. We beat the other shows like a two-bit hoe again. Comedy pirates freaking out the nation. Friends get elation. The rest devastation. The rest a tin machine, man. We're station to station. Last show, don't be sad. It ain't bad. Stay mad. Cop some Chad. I want to spew. So do you. We need a stew made from Kafka and Camus. Favorite bike, Harley. Favorite Simon Carly. Favorite Bob Marley. Favorite dance? Charlie. Oh, yeah, Charles Dance. I'm the man called Medallions. I'm edgy and a loner. There ain't no high that compares to the high of Passiona. Medallions, Fleety, Magic, Fleety, Gregory, or Fleet. Get this harnessed up, my genius, and now I can't be beat. I learned that mixing caftans and French authors is a boo-boo. You end up wearing books that are written by Camumu. Oh, yeah, let's up the ante. Sing a seafood chanty. Your marinara's spicy. We call Cavalier Picanti. This comedy's a theory. His art is arterial. In the mornings he's not serious, though sometimes he eats cereal. Check out Richard Marsland, looking so cheery. I say Dennis, you say Menace, but Rich says Leary. I say Wallace, you say Gromit, he says Beery. I say Dunlop, you say Volley, but he says Weary. Oh, not often you get a Weary Dunlop reference. Okay. Tony Martin is unstoppable, a comedy Rasputin. His jokes contain no trace of nuts or even hints of gluten. When Tony starts singing, there can't be no disputing. He sounds like he's from somewhere else, somewhere close to Luton. Oh, I do like to be beside the seaside. So I miss, get this, send the listeners a kiss. To the others, eat fist, that's a diss. My year was more bliss than blister. Ask my mum or sister, I'll get on the phone to Cologne and ask Otto Fister. Peace out, Triple M. Martin makes magic. Yeah.
Oh, that is your best crunk out. Yes.
Oh, so fantastic. Much crunk.
Greg, thanks for coming in so often on the program.
It was the best. It was one of the highlights of my year doing Get This. I hate to be even remotely realistic, but I loved every moment of it.
Oh, well, having you in. We've got to get you back next year.
I keep wanting to say I'd do it for nothing, but that would be stupid.
No. Whoa. Don't do that.
Show business, remember.
Yeah.
Have I thanked Richard Marsland, Matt Dow, Nikki Hamilton, and Anna on the phones out there? Oh, look. Keep the top on, Anna.
So
please.
Hey,
whoa.
She's got a lot of art. Rock credentials, Aaron.
But what about Ed Cavalier?
Tone.
You've made this the most fun I've ever had on radio this year, Ed.
Tone, you've plucked a kid with no discernible skills from obscurity, given him a microphone and a platform, and it's a dream come true.
It's paid off big time. And key phrases. There have been so many this year. I mean, we could use this one.
The girl's happy.
Or possibly...
There's only one thing that really worries me, and that's hair loss.
We had a lot of... You got the time! Every now and then we'd have...
John Howard is as welcome in Melbourne today as a yellow-bellied black snake at a barbecue.
We're running so late, but there's always time for...
Hot cow!
And...
I do my own hair and makeup.
And...
I gotta have more cowbell.
And...
Don't forget the scrotum.
And...
The Labour Party says...
Case closed. We think we're back next year. We're not sure, but if we are, it'll be thanks to the Mercedes-Benz Vito Band of the Year.
Thanks, everyone, at this end.
Thank you, listeners and emailers.
Now it's all out in you know.
I'm Mike Sexton, saying may all your cars be live and your pots be monsters.